Breakfast.
Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, so that was your
PSA for the day.
Be a dad PSA, which there's nothing wrong with. 3:01 in the afternoon, boys and girls.
Yeah, so if any young ladies want to come to the, you know, studio and take us up on that offer...
I am a dad, by the way, sir.
You are. DJ Pauly B, number one dad D.
Oh, I appreciate that.
You got the mug and the T-shirt.
Anyways, welcome back to the...
Mug and the T-shirt wouldn't lie. This is number one dad, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how those rankings are. But I would be glad to wear one of those, as they did in Seinfeld. Anyways, welcome back to the big show, boys and girls. 3:02 in the afternoon, and you are listening to the Giddy Up with DJ Pauly B, and of course my partner in absolute crime.
Yeah,
he's the funny man, Christopher Ridgway, and it is 69 degrees here in the beautiful state, kind of overcast state of Medford, Boston. And we have a couple requests, which we will get to. And we're hoping for the, you know, this hour to get a weather report for the weekend. You know, a snuggle report, if you will. Anyways, from our, you know...
Resident meteorologist.
I would say, yeah, resident. Would you call him resident if he's not really here? He is our meteorologist.
He's like a timeshare meteorologist, resident.
He is our meteorologist, the Breeze, you know, Joe Hyde. And that's right. I have to say it like that for some reason, because he's a big dude. Anyways, kids, what do we want to do now? We spun the wheel. We're going to 89,
yeah.
Probably next break. Yeah, if that's cool with you, unless you want to do that now.
No. We're all good. Right. I'm going to talk about some stories, some news that people out there can use.
Okay.
And, you know, so they'll be knowledgeable.
By the way, today is National Pumpkin Cheese, what is it, Cheesecake Day.
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
Oh, my God.
Pumpkin cheesecake is awesome.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, pumpkin cheesecake... Why do you look like De Niro?
I'll tell you, because my brother once made a killer pumpkin cheesecake. He hasn't done it in a while.
Really?
Steven, if you're listening, get cooking.
Steven, I'll tell you right now, I'll make a deal. I'll make the my turkey meatloaf with the stuffing and you know all the fixings if he makes that.
Your lawyer, call his lawyer, start a negotiation.
I'm losing my mind just even thinking about a pumpkin. I love pumpkin, and I love cheesecake. So, I mean, that's it. That's if I ever go to prison, and that will be my last meal.
That's your death row meal?
Yeah.
Pumpkin cheesecake?
Yeah. I think so.
You know what mine would be?
Spaghetti and meatballs.
No. No.
What? Wait a minute. SpaghettiOs.
SpaghettiOs? I don't know. I'll tell you something. Frankie had a meat lasagna on his page today.
Yeah.
Frankie Imbrogano. And that looked outstanding. I think that might be... I love lasagna.
So lasagna would be...
Oh, it's my favorite. Yeah.
Oh. What if I... See, now you got the wheels turning with me. You're sitting across from me. What if I made a Thanksgiving lasagna?
Oh.
With turkey, like ground turkey in it, and...
Oh, to the Giddy Up Labs.
And
let's go.
And stuffing.
I see we put it...
And instead of doing with a red sauce, put a gravy over it. Hello? I just invented a new meal.
Yeah, so you do some thick noodles, then you do the turkey noodles, stuffing. Oh, my God, that is...
Carrots in it, everything.
Oh, my God,
the
that
whole,
is...
The whole nine.
What are we telling people? Is someone's going to rip off your idea and open up a kitchen right now. Hey, honey, look what I came up with today.
I was listening to the Giddy Up right. too, you thief.
Yeah, and then, like, mashed potatoes on the side of it.
Oh, no, no. On top instead of the cheese.
Okay. See, this is what we do here at the Giddy Up. We create.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yep. Exactly. Oh,
good Lord.
Sweet tornado. That's delicious. All right.
Thanks for that Italian interject.
All right. So moving on.
All right, brother.
To some other delicious recipes. Speaking of food.
See, that's all we do. We do, honestly. When me and Christopher are just hanging out, besides, how you doing? When we're just hanging out, what we do is we talk about food. Well, music always, but food is music 1A, food 1B.
Yeah.
Who keeps beeping at us? All right.
Who doesn't?
Good point.
All right, so I know you're hungry right now, so I
Now I have to have a whole freaking turkey for dinner tonight.
Well, you're not the only one, because a Wyoming man was arraigned because he arranged to pay a prostitute with a McDonald's quarter pounder and french fries. He was arrested when he showed up for the illicit encounter with food in hand, only discovered that he had been snared in a police sting.
What is wrong with people? Really?
All right.
McDonald's? Oh, dude, I don't want him to steal my idea, but what about a turkey burger?
With gravy?
No, just around, you know, around Thanksgiving time. Yeah. Burger King, hey, Wendy's, anybody call me. I'll give you the recipe.
That'd be good.
You know, a little stuffing on it, mashed potatoes, boom. Turkey, meat.
I like that.
Ground turkey instead of burger.
I'm still in the turkey lasagna. I haven't gotten off that idea yet.
Okay, well, we're going to do them all.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, you can do like a turkey tetrazzini, which is turkey with noodles. Like, why can't you do turkey lasagna?
I don't know why we aren't billionaires.
Just because we spend all our money on baseball cards.
Yeah, okay. I know what you're going to say, but...
And scotch.
Well, that's you. Oh, yeah. On scotch. I'm whiskey and cheap hookers. Actually... are there any cheap hookers?
Well, according to this, first of all, it's my question. I wish we had somebody reading the news, because I'm interjecting on myself, which I think is giving me split
tough
personality. I'm going to end up in the psycho ward if I'm not there already. But here's the deal, right?
Yes.
What kind of girl, what kind of chick do you think was going to show up who do this guy for a flipping quarter pounder? What do you think? She's going to be the svelte size 2? She got to be sitting there farting her brains out while she's doing them.
That is a very good point.
Seriously.
Sir, that is a very, very good point. I don't know.
So
we'll have to ask Dave Lindell.
Well, actually, this guy's name is David Magnus.
Oh. So that's what do you call it? The name he goes under.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's 22. David Magnus.
Okay.
So let me tell you how Mr. Magnus got entrapped in this encounter. He answered the ad in what was called the black.
He got trapped in the black hole. Is that what you're going to say?
And he arranged last week to meet the purported prostitute for sex, but instead of paying cash in return for oral and vaginal sex, police say Magnus worked out a deal to provide the hooker with fast food instead. Fast food for a fast lady, I guess.
What is wrong with people today?
So
I do not get that.
You know what? She thought she was getting the Big Mac. Instead, she got the quarter pounder with cheese.
I don't know if she even got that. She got the kid meal.
So Magnus was arrested when he arrived to meet the supposed hooker. He was carrying a bag with McDonald's grub when undercover officers took him into custody.
he had a bag.
How much is a Big Mac and fries? Like $5?
I don't know, bro.
I haven't eaten
at McDonald's in quite a while.
That's why we're still healthy, handsome, and alive. Because we don't eat that
absolutely
garbage.
Well, that goes without saying.
Yeah.
Could I get the number 3 meal with 2 condoms, please?
take your driver out to the second window. How would you like to pay for that?
Well, it's not for me. It's my date.
So he was, Mr. Magnus, was booked into the Natrona County Jail and later released. So, you know what's coming up in Massachusetts is the big vote to legalize the marijuana, which is question four.
Excellent.
So just so you know,
vote yes, whatever that means.
Yeah, vote yes. But you know what the problem is? Why this?
And I don't even.
No, I don't
we, neither
either.
One. Yeah, neither one of us even smoke. But come on.
Well, here's enough the problem: why it's not going to pass. Anyone who's voting for it is high as balls. They'll forget to vote.
Was that today, dude?
Yeah, you're going to have more 19, 20, 21-year-olds voting than has ever
dude,
voted.
Dude, it was today.
It was today,
oh,
yeah,
I'm
I
so
forgot.
Baked.
Oh, wait a minute. It was four, I thought it was 420. Yeah, it is, but that's not the date that you vote.
I did it back in April.
Yeah, April 20th, right? No, sorry, buddy.
So a couple of enterprising... folks out there in states where marijuana is legal have come up with, as you're familiar with, you have food pairings with wine.
Mm-hmm.
These cultivating spirits started offering food and wine and cannabis pairings dinners last summer.
Wow, that's...
So this was sparked by legalization of recreational marijuana.
It was sparked up by. Yeah, I like how you said that.
Recreational marijuana in Colorado, Oregon, Washington, and in Alaska, and a part of a growing demand for curated cannabis experiences. So call your chef, call your drug dealer, have a party.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah, and Polly, for our weekly clown report, by the way, the giddy up is what's that highest award, the Peabody Award in broadcasting? We're up for one. Do you know why?
I did know that. Yes.
Yes, we're up for a Peabody Award.
And
maybe a Peabody Award,
question,
we got to go to Route 1.
I don't know why.
Because we were the
ones.
We're
so high?
Because we broke some groundbreaking news over the summer to everybody else caught up with us.
Okay.
It's about the clowns.
About the clowns.
It's about the clowns. So just a little side story here is that New England Patriots player Chris Long revealed this week, mm-hmm. and we can share the video for you. You can
That's
actually Google
Howie
it.
Howie Long's son.
Yes, Howie Long's son, Chris Long.
Charlestown native.
Yeah, Howie's from Charlestown. This kid grew up in Milford because his old man was rich by then.
Well, mom.
And teammate. Rob Ninkovich decided to show up at Chris Long's tour wearing a clown mask. Polly, here's a picture. We can share this on the Giddy Up page.
That's Ninkovich. He looks a little thin there, doesn't he?
I don't know. Maybe the clown makeup takes away a few pounds from you. I don't know. But yeah, so that's the latest in clowning. And so, Polly, I just want to add a couple of things. We don't do this too often, but there's a couple of historical things that happened on October 21st.
Okay.
So, one, starting on this day, many, many years ago,
In a land far, far away?
In a land far, far away.
Okay.
Was, oh my God, in 1797. Do you know what happened in this day in 1797? Do not say you lost your virginity because you'd be a liar.
Okay.
The U.S. Constitution was launched.
Wow.
Yep. The Constitution, a 44-gun U.S. Navy frigate, was built to fight Barbary pirates.
This is a family show. Keep your frigates to yourself.
Just talking about Shaft. and, of course, it got its name Old Ironsides because of Raymond Burr.
What was
Old Ironsides himself.
Then why doesn't it have wheels on the side?
I don't know. No, Raymond Burr had nothing to do with the Constitution, so if you kids are taking advanced U.S. history, do not listen to me.
Don't
I
listen
am
to...
a buffoon. So, Raymond Burr had nothing to do with the Constitution. It was called the Old Ironsides because of the War of 1812. The cannonballs of the English bounced off the side. They said, hey, Mom, it's like it's bloody walls are made of iron.
It really? Is that your English accent? Yeah. That is awful.
Yeah. It's also my Irish accent, which is even worse.
This is like a Seinfeld episode all of a sudden.
Hello, hello. And lastly, I just want to add one more thing. Governor, can you crank up the audio for me on number two, please?
Yes, sir. And speaking of governor, who's running for governor?
Yes, Carlton Fisk.
No, he's not running for mayor. Governor.
I don't know who's running for governor.
Kurt Schilling.
Oh, he's running for Senate. If his wife says it's okay.
I thought it was governor.
He wouldn't be able to run for dog catcher. You know what? He's insane.
I have to stop reading my daily events and news from Cracked Magazine. I just have to stop.
I don't know. It's actually pretty good. So, yeah, 40 years ago today, Carlton Fisk hit that home run off the foul pole, which is now named after him,
right, at Fenway Park.
I was a mere stripling of a lad, and I couldn't stay up that late because I was in the fourth grade. And if you were in the fourth grade and stayed up till after midnight, you would have been in trouble.
Yeah. Well, I was naked on that pole. So, I was in trouble.
So, that is what we've got today in news and in a little bit of history.
Whoa, Christopher, thank you so much for that. Very intriguing and you know, wow, up-to-date news that we needed for today.
Clowns, hookers, fast food, had it all today.
You know,
and a little bit of cannabis.
And like I just said, right just from your newscast, I just knocked off four things from my bucket list. Clowns. All right. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Try to stay focused during the show.
Sorry, my boyfriend's texting me.
Oh, is he?
Kidding. I'm bad joke.
Yeah.
Dating the guy for 2 weeks. What can I tell you?
Wow, how's your wife feel about that?
She doesn't know.
She does now.
Joking.
Although she doesn't listen to the show. So. No.
Actually, today she is.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Well, now she knows.
Yeah, I guess so.
There you go. Hi, Ob.
Yeah, she's listening today. She's working from whom?
From whom?
From whom? From her home office.
Oh.
High above Times Square. It's my office.
I just almost asked you where whom lived.
Whom.
No, is it like whom Hefner?
Yeah, so I guess Friday she's going to try to work from home, which is really nice.
You know what? We do the same.
Yeah.
Well, this being our home.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. We're a little
it's great when I bring customers control through here. They get really, really confused.
It is. So we'll play a couple songs, you know, to let everybody get away from our nonsense. And hopefully we'll have the breeze call in with some weekend weather. If not, I'll do the weekend weather. That's fine. But he does tend to fall asleep from what I heard. And his girlfriend, who wants to request a song, doesn't wake him up anymore. So... Anyways, why don't you take us out, Chris, and we'll be back right after this
interlude. You're listening
to can call it an interlude.
The Giddy Up on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial.
All right, kids. We'll be right back.
Not safe. Last night,
talk about... Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. This is... We have a special guest in the studio today.
I'm not quite sure we do.
I think we do, Paul.
Anyways, that was Ali by the wonderful, beautiful looking Mr.
Handsome,
Donnie Iris, the handsome
Donnie Iris. The handsome Donnie Iris.
That is sent out to my lovely friend, Leah.
This is Alan Thicke. My son's
Springfield,
a handsome crooner.
Massachusetts. Welcome back. Will you stop it? He has not stopped, I hate to tell you.
No.
He's off his meds.
I am possessed by Alan Thicke.
It's 3:34. Or in the afternoon. Welcome back to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. I am DJ Polly B, and across from me is I don't know.
Yes.
My son was
too high to recall ripping off Marvin Gaye.
What? Blurry lines?
Yes,
that
that's
wasn't
correct.
A ripoff of Marvin Gaye.
No.
Oh, stop it, dude.
He was, and it's accidental. He was trying to rip off Kool and the Gang.
Duh.
I'm Canadian. I overpronounce my G's.
Oh, is that what it is?
And I'm turning into.
Why? How come you didn't say
A? Takei.
No. All right.
You're better impersonations than I am. By the way,
I don't even do impersonations.
With the Cubs report today, we have Dead Harry Carey. Yes, we do, Polly. I think we do.
Hey, Chris.
It's Dead Harry Carey.
Well, I'm only coming back from the dead to do this. I have a cross between Christopher Walken and Harry Carey. Cubs win.
That's the only, see, a lot of people that are listening in do not get that.
A lot of people listening are calling the police.
So,
there's got to be a wellness check on us.
Someone is choking Polly as he's trying to DJ this.
I just spit all over myself.
Debacle of a program.
Hey, Chris, what if the moon was made out of ribs? Would you eat it? I know I would. And I choke it down with a nice ice cold Budweiser.
I think Harry Carey choked everything down with a Budweiser. He choked out a Budweiser with a Budweiser, man.
Hey, Chris. If Miles was made of cheese, would you eat it? I know I would.
Oh, man. I started a ball, created a monster.
Well, see what you do.
I think we have a phone call. I wonder if it's Alan Thicke calling in from Canada.
I hope it's Alan Thicke.
Yes,
the real Alan Thicke. WMFO, you're live on the air.
It's the breeze.
Oh, thank God, finally.
Thank you. You saved us from ourselves.
We are sorry about the, if you tried to call before.
Only 3 times.
What's that?
Only 3 times.
Only 3 times. Well, you know, it's supposed to be third time's a charm, but fourth time, apparently, in this case.
Definitely. It's a fourth time thing, though.
Well, Breeze, if you're listening to the show, you can't call during the music.
Well, I actually wanted to listen to the Breeze. You want to know why?
Okay.
are you celebrating early the question 4 being passed?
Yes, apparently it sounds like it.
Apparently I am.
Well, I played your girl's song, the lemon song, Farah.
Nah, isn't that nice of you?
What?
Nice of you.
What is going on?
I think
what are you doing? What are you sending Morse code?
What year is this?
Is that how you're gonna do the weather today? By Morse code?
He's pressing the corresponding buttons
for
the temperature.
Okay. All right, Bryce, you want to give us the weather?
A Cubs win.
Drop some weather. All right, here we go. Saturday. It's going to be cloudy Saturday.
This show is out of control today. So,
with rain coming down, high 65, low 40.
So wow. You know, I'm glad the rain's coming down at least, not going back up.
We're on the right track.
Oh, and your day, Paulie.
Yes, sir.
Sunday.
Oh, Sunday fun day.
Yeah. Sunday is, it's not going to be that great. It's going to be better than Saturday. At least we'll have a little bit of rain possible, but it's going to be some sun. Lots of cloud, high 60, low 40.
All right, well, you know, I'm digging the fall weather. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. You want to go apple picking with me on Sunday?
Sunday?
Yeah, why not?
Sounds like a good idea.
Do you want to reach into my apple bag? What? Get a nice Macintosh. That's what I'm saying. God.
As long as you don't leave any seeds.
What's wrong with you two?
No promises. No promises.
Oh, good Lord. So this will be our last weather report because we will be off the air next week.
Yeah. And we may be shot by a military tribune.
That's great. Well, Breeze, I appreciate it. At least you were awake for it.
Yes, I was awake for it.
All right.
This time.
So pick of the weekend is Sunday, is what
definitely
you're saying, sir?
Sunday, brother. Definitely.
All right.
Sunday. Your day is the day.
Sunday fun day. We'll watch the Bills win and maybe the Patriots.
You still got to rub that in, huh?
Uh-huh. All right, brother. Thank you so much.
We'll meet in the playoffs.
Thank you so much, and I hope your girl heard a song. So.
Yes, she did.
All right, Coolio. All right.
You guys have a great weekend. You too, Chris.
Hey, you too, bro.
Thank you.
Thanks,
you, Joe.
I'll
see you soon.
Take care.
The man. The man, the myth, the meteorologist. That was the Breeze. He's our fave. We love having him on the show. Since I've been doing the show, honestly, it's a great treat to have him come on because he's always happy-go-lucky, and sometimes he's sad and he... You know, he doesn't go. And he's... I'm just kidding.
He just...
So anyways, thanks, Breeze. And so, Christopher, we have anything else?
Yeah,
what
so...
What about the wheel?
Yeah, let's rock the 1989. So on October 21st, 1989...
89, if any of you kids remember 89.
If you do.
That was the year I lost my virginity.
I thought that was the... To old Ironsides.
Yeah.
Raymond Burr.
No, don't even go there, man.
All right. So number 10 is a rock legend and recent Nobel poet, Nobel Prize winner for poetry is... Oh, is this on? Number 2?
Yes, you are.
Bob Dylan with Everything Is Broken.
Wow, I can relate to this song.
Mm-hmm. That's the theme song for the giddy up when we come in and look at the equipment.
You
Everything
kidding.
Is broken.
You aren't kidding, sir.
Massive hit at number 9, going on its way probably to number 1. This is not the Peter Griffin version, which is superior. This is the original by Billy
superior?
Joel.
Superior? Well, I love this song.
Billy Joel, we just start the fire.
I did start the fire, by the way.
Yeah, from your arse. And I was lighting a match. At number 8, some legends on this right now. Number 8 is
Thunderdome.
From his solo album, Away from the Heartbreakers.
TP.
Full Moon Fever. Yes, thank you. Tom Petty. Without his fabulous Heartbreakers, but the Heartbreakers played on all the songs, and I don't get how, I don't know, but it's a great album. Produced by ELO's Jeff Lynne, by the way.
You don't get the interworkings of how relationships come and go?
I don't know.
Into music? Or
you read the album tracks. Guitar, Mike Campbell, bass. It's the Heartbreakers.
You know what I mean.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes, sir.
At number 7, Local Heroes. And none of them live here anymore. Aerosmith, Love in an Elevator.
Steven Tyler is doing some crappy things right now. Joe Perry needs to smack him on the head and get him back into...
Was he doing that country crap thing?
Yeah. He's not showering, I heard.
Well, that's what country people do.
Yeah, make racist sexist tweets with Blake Shelton.
They tip cows and don't shower.
Man, I don't know about this Steven Tyler guy. He got them long hair like a girl, and he's wearing Chuck Taylors.
That's right. He's got them creepy eyes and that soul patch.
Unfortunately, I do not have a clip for this, but this is probably one of Paulie and I's favorite songs. It's Neil Young's Rocking in the Free World.
Right on. Oh, you should have told me, bro. I would have had it queued up.
Number six. I could add it too. I just realized there wasn't a link for it. This all comes off of Spotify, and Neil Young doesn't allow Spotify to stream his music. Number five. Eagle Great.
There you go.
What an awesome album. This is one of my favorite albums of all time. It's Don Henley.
Yep.
Thank you. I'm going to take one try.
Yeah, I thought you were going to.
I
love Henley. Love Henley.
There's an Eagles connection with number five with Don Henley's Last Worthless Evening to number four. Number four is the legendary Poco. Poco featured on bass when they first started out. This is a great song, by the way. Call It Love. Richie Furey plays some great guitar on this. Call It Love by Poco. The original bass player for Poco was Randy Meisner. Meisner left Poco to go to the Eagles.
Yeah.
When Meisner left the Eagles, he was replaced in the Eagles by Poco bassist Timothy B. Schmidt. Schmidt replaced him in Meisner in Poco and the Eagles.
I remember Schmidt. Yeah. Dingleheimer was his first name, right?
Jacob. Oh, man. Number three, no clip for this, unfortunately, is Aerosmith from the same album, Pump, Janie's Got a Gun. Number two. I
love that song, too.
There are no two people more obnoxious about this band than Paul and I. The Alarm with Sold Me Down the River.
And that was number two.
Number two.
That's awesome.
You people do not know how big the Alarm was for a period. They sold out. You can probably get this.
They were the next U2.
They were. They sold out 90,000 seats at UCLA. And we used to watch that concert constantly on a loop.
Yes, we did.
And then,
because we were there live.
Oh, man.
And it rained on us, remember?
In the summertime.
And it was the summertime.
Yeah.
But,
great album, man. Great band. Too bad it just didn't work out for them. I don't know why. One hit wonder.
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know what the heck happened with that band. They were just spectacular.
They were. I agree with you, sir.
Yeah.
And number one.
Number one, I'm going to throw it to your host. Not the host. Producer. Magic Man. Extraordinaire. Take it away, Polly.
All right. Number one on the 89 timetable of music is Rock and a Hard Place by the Rolling Stones. I'm going to let this play out. We'll be right back.
Oh boy.
Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west, where real women come equipped with scripts and fake breasts. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint, buy an old drop top, find a spot to pimp. Then I'm a kid, rock it up and down your block, go with a bottle of scotch and watch lots of crotch. Buy a yacht with a flag saying chillin' the most, then rock that bitch up and down the coast. Give a toast to the sun, drink with the stars, get thrown in the mix and tossed out of bars. Sip the Tijuana, I wanna roam, find Motown, telling fools to come back home. Start an escort service for all the right reasons, and set up shop at the top of Four Seasons. Kid Rockin', I'm the real McCoy, and I'm headed out west, sucker, because I wanna be a cowboy, baby,
with a top left back and the sunshine shining.
Cowboy, baby,
west coast chillin' with the booms.
I wanna be a cowboy, baby,
riding at night cause I sleep all day.
Cowboy, baby,
I can smell the beef from a mile away.
I bet you'll hear my whistle blowing when my train rolls in. It goes like dust in the wind. I once was lost,
but now I'm just blind.
Palm trees and weeds, scab knees and rice. Get a map to the stars, find Heidi Fleiss. And if the price is right, then I'm gonna make my bid, boy, and let California hate. Know why they call me
with the two cowboys here in Medford, Boston.
Yeehaw.
On the giddy up.
Yeehaw.
That's right. And the funny thing about our show is when people see the giddy up, they immediately think it's a country station or a country show. And that is so far from the truth.
No, we're just caffeinated. That's what the giddy up is.
Hey, we are just rock and rollers, and thank you guys. It is 3:57 in the afternoon. We want to have time to say our goodbyes. Thank you very much, and we hope that we kick your weekend off right every week as we try to because you need a smile, especially now with the weather coming back down. And next week, we are going to have a ray of sunshine in here joining us, the Giddy Up family, and we cannot wait to have our Carla be. I just can't say enough about her because I think she's fantastic. But she will be in Salem tonight.
She will at
Rockefeller's.
Yeah, that's right. So don't take Polly's word for it. Go see for yourself. Go see DJ Carla.
Absolutely.
At Rockefeller's. She will be upstairs in the beautiful Colonial Hall. Come out, see the coolest costumes, great dance music.
That's right.
And mention the Giddy Up. Pay double the admission.
Double. Anyways, Christopher, why don't you take us out?
Yeah, real quickly. You know, I just want to wish my beautiful puppy, Ava, a happy first birthday.
Oh, good
Ava
Lord.
Is 1 year old today. She's listening.
You've came to that, huh?
Yes, I am that person. once again, love you all. Just go as fast as you can, as far as you can, for as long as you can. Brother Polly.
All right. Boys and girls, we're going to take a 166-hour break, as we always do, because we need it after this show. Thank you very much. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be doing this. And as I always say, I know it's kind of corny, but always be a rock, never roll. Psh, that's right, brother. And next week is going to be a brand new show. Wow. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Always stay Boston strong, boys and girls. We'll see you next week. And have a great weekend, and God bless everybody.